Before we begin our service this morning, I wanted to let everybody know that you are all invited downstairs into our fellowship hall for lunch and a time of fellowship immediately following the service. I guess there are a couple of ways to get there. If you came in the door at this level, I suppose you could on, in this beautiful sunny day, go outside and around and come back in the basement level. Or there are stairs to the basement through the narthex at the rear end of the sanctuary. I invite you to stand. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the Savior of the world. We are gathered to worship, to proclaim Christ crucified and risen, to remember before God our sister Alice, to give thanks for her life, to commend her to our merciful Redeemer, and to comfort one another in our grief. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Our processional hymn is number 619.
Thank you.
We turn to the Thanksgiving for Baptism in the bulletin, page 1. All who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In her baptism, Alice was clothed with Christ. In the day of Christ's coming, she shall be clothed with glory. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, who formed us from the dust of the earth, who by your breath gave us life, we glorify you. We glorify you. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, who suffered death for all humanity, who rose from the grave to open the way to eternal life, we praise you. We praise you. Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, the comforter of all who sorrow, our sure confidence and everlasting hope, we worship you. We worship you. To you, O blessed Trinity, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Our song of praise is hymn number 838.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
O God of grace and glory, remember before you today our sister Alice. We thank you for giving her to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn.
Give us faith to see that death has been swallowed up in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may live in confidence and hope until, by your call, we are called to our heavenly home in the company of all your saints, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. And you may be seated.
So the first reading is from 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
And the second reading is from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweep the rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden's supply. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Thank you.
Please stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. And you may be seated. Having been pastor here at St. James for a little under 2 years now, I must tell you that I never had a chance to meet Alice personally. So my thoughts about Alice this morning are based really on the obituary and the stories that her family shared with me via email this week. And I must tell you that there was no shortage of stories and descriptions that were shared with me via email this week. From the obituary, we get a sort of generic timeline of Alice's life. We read that she was born in Mason City, Iowa in 1932. Her parents, Charles and Ruth, are named along with her high school. It tells us that she also received her teaching certificate from Luther College in Decorah. The obituary also speaks of Alice being a stay-at-home mom, then going back to school to learn sign language and becoming an interpreter for hearing-impaired children in the Moline School District. It speaks of her love for her family and that nothing made her happier than to spend time with her husband, kids, and grandkids. It reflects on happy times on vacations in Rhinelander and the times she enjoyed playing bridge or bird watching and hanging out with Thor the cat. A big cat, I take it, if his name is Thor, right? Okay. The obituary also mentions that Alice was service-oriented and speaks of her involvement with the American Cancer Society, the PEO Sisterhood, which helps provide educational opportunities for women, and here at St. James as well. And of course, the obituary concludes with a list of those loved ones who survive Alice as well as those who preceded her in death. And lest you think I missed it, the obituary also talks of her marriage to Joe, but I'm going to come back to that in a few moments. The memories shared with me from Chris and Carrie, I believe you're the two that sent the email, right? Flesh out many of the things that are merely mentioned in the obituary. For instance, they mentioned that Alice had fond memories of growing up in Northwood, Iowa. They share that Alice originally was headed to Iowa State University, but got temporarily sidetracked by a good job offer. 2 years later, she renewed her quest for a teaching certificate, but this time headed to Luther College, continuing a tradition among many others in the Milos family. Chris and Carrie also describe some of the trials Alice experienced in her life, the joys of first-time parenthood, for instance, being short-lived when Barb was diagnosed with a form of eye cancer. She also endured the loss of her infant son, Thomas Joseph, in 1964. And her husband Joe in 2005, and then their daughter Barb in 2012. Chris and Carrie also reflect with a sense of joy on family time spent at Lake George for 2 weeks every summer. The family time, they write, with walks, fishing, and just being together by the lake created memories to last a lifetime. And of course, they speak of Alice being the most amazing grandmother. She took pride and joy in Daniel, Kirsten, Emily, Hannah, and Bin Bin. They also mentioned that she was a great baker, with chocolate chip cookies apparently being a specialty. I would have liked that about her, by the way. and that she was proud of her Norwegian heritage. For all the memories they shared, however, the story of her wedding is one that especially caught my attention. Having met it, there's that Luther College thing again. With so many Augie grads around here, it's tough to talk about Luther, but we'll let it slide for now. Having met at Luther College, Joe and Alice were engaged in the fall of 1954. Their plan was to get married when Joe completed his 2-year commitment to the Army. However, with Joe stationed in Germany, the distance proved to be too much to handle. After some prodding from Joe, Alice, in June of 1956, boarded a plane in Chicago and traveled by herself to, and pardon my German, Krailsheim? Close enough? All right. To Krailsheim, Germany, to marry the love of her life. Now, there is something about that event that intrigues me. In my mind, anyway, for a young woman of, if my math is right, 23, in 1956, to travel by herself from Chicago to Germany would have taken a fair amount of courage. But for Alice, the risk of the journey was worth it because it meant being with Joe. If I might be so bold as to speculate, I suspect that probably there was no boundary that would keep Alice from being not just with Joe, but with any of her loved ones. It's that same courage and love that she showed when Barb was in the hospital as an infant, and the love that she showed as she was there 24/7 during those days, taking care of Barb as well as other children in the hospital at that same time. Children whose parents were not fortunate enough to be able to stay with their babies 24/7. Alice was there for them. It's the same courage and love that she shared in her time volunteering with organizations like the American Cancer Society. It's the same courage and love she showed when Chris and Carrie Wright, she was the first person to help out when someone was going through tough or sad times. It is the same compassion that she showed when she continued to sign for the hearing impaired well after her retirement at the age of 72. I suspect that when it came to loving and caring for the people in her life, there was no distance or barrier that was going to keep her from them. And that is not unlike the love that God showed for Alice throughout her life. God, like Alice, allows no distance or barrier to come between God and his children. God, like Alice, in fact, bridged the distance between himself and his children in so many ways. That's the message that is proclaimed throughout John's gospel when, for instance, in the very beginning, John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and lived among us." Or when John writes, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life." The proclamation here is clear. God so loved his children that he was willing to travel the distance between heaven and earth to be with us. God so loves his children that he is willing to come to us and die for us. God so loves his children that he's traveled the distance between sin and death to come to us to bring us life. That is the love that Alice showed her family, and it's the same love that God showed to Alice as his baptized child and to all of God's family. It's the same promise that Paul talks about in his letter to the Romans when he writes, "Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing, Paul says, nothing can stop God from loving his children. No grief, no illness, no hardship, nothing. Not even death itself. That's the promise that God made to Alice and to all of his children through baptism. And so while we may certainly mourn the loss of Alice from our lives as mother and mother-in-law, as grandmother and aunt, as sister and sister-in-law, and as friend, we may also rejoice in the promise that God will not let any distance stand between him and his love for Alice. With confidence, we may celebrate that for Alice, God now bridges the distance between earth and heaven and brings her to that place prepared for her by Christ. The time of Alice's departure has indeed come. She has fought the good fight and kept the faith. And now God comes to her, bridging the distance with the crown of righteousness which she has longed for and which God has promised for her. Amen. I invite you to stand and join in singing the hymn, How Great Thou Art, number 856.
Would you please join us in the statement of faith?
Reading together Psalm 23 as printed in your bulletin. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
We continue with the prayers. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion, in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and that through the grave and gate of death we may pass with him to our joyful resurrection. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that your Holy Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the comfort of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant us grace to entrust Alice to your never-failing love, which sustained her in this life. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, and remember her according to the favor you bear for your people. God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks because by his death, Jesus destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection has opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us take a moment and share God's peace. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead and in whom our hope of resurrection dawns. The sting of death has been removed by the glorious promise of his risen life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. You are indeed holy, Almighty and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sin, may be formed to live as your holy people and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Communion distribution here at St. James. I will stand at the center aisle with the bread and break off a piece for you. And then communion's by intention. So Wayne and Daniel will be on either side with two chalices, one with each one with wine, one with grape juice, for you to choose, and then dip the bread into the chalice. There's also gluten-free wafers available for those that might want those. You just need to ask. The body of Christ again. Body of Christ. Please stand for the prayer after communion. Almighty God, we thank you that in your great love you have given us a foretaste of your heavenly banquet. Grant that this sacrament may be to us a comfort in affliction and a pledge of our inheritance in that kingdom where there is no death, neither sorrow nor crying, but the fullness of joy with all your saints. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us commend Alice to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Alice. We acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. Let us go forth in peace, in the name of Christ. Amen. Recessional hymn is number 881.